This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Robert Smith. Leanne Hansen is on assignment. Russia's president says troops will start pulling back from Georgia into the breakaway region of South Ossetia tomorrow. But a day after Russia signed a ceasefire with Georgia, Russian forces appeared to be tightening their control over Georgian territory. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer traveled to the Russian-occupied city of Gori.
Inside Georgia's pro-Moscow breakaway province of South Ossetia, long lines of tanks, armored personnel carriers, and supply trucks snake their way south from Russia through the Caucasus Mountains toward the rest of Georgia. Russia's so-called operation to bring peace to this region appears to consist of a massive military mobilization. From the back of a Russian army truck crossing the border from South Ossetia into Georgia proper, Russia's occupation has made the landscape seem surreal. Some fields are on fire. Destroyed cars line the road. Villages are empty of people. The only signs of life here are the Russian army vehicles roaring up and down asphalt chipped by tank treads. In central Gori, buildings are bullet-ridden and shop windows broken from looting by South Ossetian separatists. Hours after Moscow signed its ceasefire with Tbilisi, Russian military vehicles still stand on the barren central square. Georgian residents jostle in a line for bread handed out by Russian forces, who say they're here to bring security. Most locals are hungry, very frightened, and don't know what to expect. One jittery man can't remember his last name when asked. Finally recalling it, Lyova Mazmishvili says Georgians want to live under their former Soviet masters. We never should have split from Russia, he says. We're brothers. That's what many people here say in the presence of the Russians. Away from the center, you hear different opinions. Dali Nebaridze says she's afraid of losing her mind. It was a nightmare, she says, of the Russian bombardment of Gori. The Russians just want to show their might, she says. Look what they've done to our city. Back on the central square, Russian Colonel Andrei Babrun shrugs his shoulders and smiles when asked how long he expects Russian forces to stay. There has to be peace in this region, he says, but adds, if the Georgians use force, it has to be answered properly. Several blocks away, a group of ethnic Georgians who lived in South Ossetia say they've just been delivered here after Russian troops and South Ossetians burned their villages. Manana Giashvili says she and around 30 others spent days hiding in a field. We were told to get out immediately or we'd be shot, she says. And then everything in the village was burned. Now I can't find my husband. Back in South Ossetia, a short distance away, there are reports of forced labor by Georgians made to move rubble in the ruined capital, Tskhinvali. But the separatist government's interior minister, Mikhail Minzaev, dismisses Georgia's claims of ethnic cleansing. The Georgians are just cleaning up after themselves, he says, adding that only a few ethnic Georgian houses were robbed before the authorities put an end to the looting. But outside Tskhinvali after dark, ethnic Georgian villages are still being burned. Several houses are alight, blazing in the darkness. It's not clear what Russia's ultimate intentions in this blighted region are. But for the Georgians now under Russian rule, life has suddenly turned into a terrible nightmare. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, in Russian-controlled Georgia.